Welcome to Dose of Courage. This podcast is for boss women of faith who are ready to level up in their faith, business, and in life. I'm your host, Courage Molina, Chief Courage Crusader. I'm a confidence coach and your favorite Bible teacher. I'm here teaching you how to live a bolder, more confident and courageous life as you create the life of your wildest dreams and build a legacy of impact. Courage Crusaders, let's go. This episode is brought to you by Courageous Tribe. The Courageous Tribe is the official community and coaching program for Courage Crusaders all across the globe. In this community, you have women declaring war on doubt, fear, and complacency in their life. Every single day, you receive an email from me with a daily task to help you build the habits of courageous living. They are clear, they are consistent, and you can be confident that it will change your life because it's the same stuff I use for my own life. Okay, so if you are ready to make it official and join the Courageous Tribe and coaching program, check it out on my website, couragemolina.com. You can go there to enroll or to book a call with me. I hope to see you on the inside. All right, let's get into this episode. Listen, I used to hear this question all the time. People would say, how do you get it all done? Especially when I was teaching, because I was a high school Spanish teacher. I was very involved in the school. So I was a coach or I was an advisor of some sort. I still had 3 kids at home. I cooked most nights of the week. And I mean, like, cooked things from scratch, mashed potatoes from scratch. You understand what I'm saying? I cook like that during the week. I also volunteered at church. I led a Bible study. I tutored on the side. I was actually really busy, and I still got a lot of stuff done though. So I still was able to get a lot of stuff done, but this was the problem. The problem was that I still felt like I was always busy and there was so much stuff to do, but I still had so much stuff to do. Does that make sense? So it's like you busy all the time and you're getting stuff done, but it seems like you still always have a pile of stuff to do. It was like never ending. And so it was like, how could I be busy all the time and still always have so much stuff to do? It just didn't make any sense. I don't know if you can relate to that. Like, you are busy. You always got something to do. You don't have a moment to yourself. You feel like you just can't keep up, or you're just barely staying ahead of the curve. Like, okay, I just got that done. You're forgetting about stuff. Y'all running out of stuff. I remember one day we actually ran out of toilet paper. It's not funny, but it's so true. I couldn't believe it. I was like, bruh, how are we running out of toilet paper? Like, I was so mad. I was actually mad at the kids, but really, I was mad at myself. I yelled at them, I'm sure, but I was really mad at myself because it's like, how did you not know y'all didn't have any toilet paper? And when I said run out, I mean not a roll left. Okay? That is insane. And so, in about 2014, probably 2015, I realized that I was always busy. There were small things that were like slipping through the cracks. There were things that should have been getting done that weren't getting done. I wasn't spending time with my kids. I didn't have time to hang out with them. I didn't have time to relax. I wasn't taking good care of myself. There was no self-care, no time off, no time to relax. I was annoyed if I saw other people in my house relaxing. So if I was running around cleaning up and my husband was off for the day, he was off. Like, if he was off from work, he was chilling and he was off from work, and I would be so annoyed. And I was thinking, like, I wish, and I would even say sometimes, you know how you are, like, must be nice to just sit around and somebody else is running around doing a million things. And he would always say, it's because you don't know how to relax. Sit down, sit down. You don't know how to relax. So probably in about 2015, I realized, like, I'm always busy. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. But I couldn't think of the last time I had accomplished anything, like, where I felt like, ooh, I accomplished something. And I started to think about that every day. Like, I don't know what happened. I don't know if I saw something on TV. I don't know what led me down this path of, you know, this thought pattern or whatever, where I'm thinking, like, what have I done with my life? What am I doing? Now, you guys, if you know my story, this is, you know, 2014, 15, this is on the other side of depression. So I've already overcome depression. My marriage is starting to get better. I'm just living my life working day to day. But I honestly felt like I had not accomplished anything since college. I felt like, okay, when I look back at my life, the last thing that I worked for, worked towards, that was a big deal, was graduating from college. Now, I can't speak for y'all, and I'm not saying that only big accomplishments matter, but the way I'm set up, the way my personality is set up, I'm driven by accomplishments. And so for me to recognize or realize that I hadn't accomplished anything, that was a big deal for me. I ain't speaking for y'all. It was a big deal for me. And so that just didn't sit well with me. I'm like, how am I always so busy? Now, I did consider the move to Charlotte, right? Because that was definitely a big deal. I don't know. It definitely is not on the accomplishments list. I mean, maybe you would put it on the accomplishments list, but not for me. I feel like it was a big deal. It was a big risk. It was a leap of faith. But it was like, we just kind of did it. It was a very short amount of time. I guess maybe that's why I don't consider it an accomplishment. It was a very short amount of time. We went from deciding we were going to move. The school year ended. We were living in Florida to living here in Charlotte. And so that was pretty much it. Like, it did take some steps, but I just don't consider that an accomplishment. Maybe if I had needed to save up for it, or if there was a ton of stuff that I needed to do in order for it to work, then maybe I would have felt that way. But no, I didn't feel that way. I mean, I still don't feel that way. So, you know, I realized then that I hadn't set any goals. So since I hadn't set any goals, none got accomplished. Surprise. I just basically did whatever the day told me to do, like whatever I needed to do for the day. So obviously I went to work. I came home, my family had to eat. So I cooked and I have spoiled them. I was going to say they're relatively spoiled, but I've spoiled them. And so they expect to eat food that's cooked from scratch, and that's how I cook it. So I would come home and do that. I wanted to volunteer at church. I was involved there. So whatever they needed, I was doing that. But it wasn't really going anywhere. I mean, I just didn't have any real direction. And that's the thing, you know, because I didn't have any goals, I didn't have any real direction. And so my time went to my immediate needs, whatever was urgent and was needed in that moment. It was very short-term minded. I don't feel like I wasted time. I didn't sit around not doing anything, but I definitely wasn't investing my time and my energy. I wasn't investing my efforts towards something bigger. That wasn't happening, okay? And so if you are anything like me, then you feel like you want to get things done and you want to get what matters most to you done. You want to be at the end of the day or at the end of the week with this sense of accomplishment. You want to feel like, okay, I got things done. And not just feel like you've gotten them done, but you were able to check them off your list. You want to be able to check them off your list. If you're like that, then one, you know, you probably want to accomplish your life goals too, right? Like, you have goals for your life. And so I want you to listen up, because I'm going to give you the secret sauce. Shh, secret sauce of time management. You know, what is it that you need to do in order to get more out of your time, to get the things done, so you're not feeling like a crazy person, so your schedule isn't running you, so you're not forgetting things, so you're not double and triple booking, so you're not putting things on your to-do list and then they don't get done. You know, what are the things that, you know, what is it that you need to do? I'm going to tell you the secret sauce. The number one thing, the very first thing that you need to do in order to get your time together is to set a vision for your life. Not just to kind of like have one and you kind of have this daydream, but you want to set a vision for your life. And I want to be clear here. This is not goal setting. You know, although goal setting is a part of it, goal setting has its role, setting a vision for your life is not goal setting. It's literally thinking about what vision you have for your life. What type of life do you want to live when you close your eyes and you imagine, like, okay, if I can be a co-creator with Christ, and you are a co-creator with Christ, if I can create the life of my wildest dreams, close your eyes and envision what those wildest dreams would be and put that thing to paper and commit to that in your heart. It's not like setting a destination like, oh, I want to go here. Because when you think of that one thing, it's a one-time goal. It usually only applies to one area of your life. And that's not what I mean for you. What I mean is, you want to, and I use this all the time. I talk about Patrice Washington and the six pillars of wealth. I love these six pillars of wealth. If you don't know, read the Redefining Wealth podcast. You should definitely check it out. Patrice Washington, Redefining Wealth. But I'm going to give you the six pillars right now because you're on this podcast and I need you to be able to create a vision for your life. The reason I love the six pillars of wealth is because, I'm low-key workaholic. And so since I'm driven by accomplishments, just how we're raised and how we grow up in society, when you think about accomplishing things, you think about accomplishing things in school first, right? Or on a sports team, and then at work. That very rarely expands to other areas of your life. So you can become very work-focused, or at least it was very like work focused, getting things done. So when I said before I didn't spend time with my kids, what I mean is I didn't spend time hanging out with them. I cooked dinner. We ate dinner as a family at the table, right? So we did that every day. I helped them with their homework. If they had something that they needed help with as far as a project, I did those things. So when I say I didn't hang with them, what I mean is I didn't hang out with them. I wasn't doing stuff like, oh, we're just going to watch this cartoon or we're just going to, that was not a regular thing. That just wasn't regular because I had so much other stuff to do. And so I was very get this work done. Even though I didn't have a great goal, it was like, get this laundry done, get this stuff done. It was very work focused. And so with the six pillars of wealth, it really helped me to expand the vision for my life. It helped me to expand the goals and things that I set to include the things that are actually important to me. And my actions didn't necessarily show that my family was important to me, but my family is extremely important to me. My husband, my children, my relationships, they're very important. And I'm sure that's true for you too. You feel like your family is the most important thing for you. That's what you do it for. But because I spent more time at work or more time working, even once I became a full-time entrepreneur, I still spent a ton of time working. I worked long days. I didn't spend as much time with my family. So it's like I can say all day that my family is a priority. But the feedback I continued to get from husband and children was that wasn't the case. And that just wasn't true. And so that's why I love, listen, when I tell y'all I love these six pillars, that's why I love these six pillars, because I can use it to craft a vision for my life. The six pillars are fit, faith, people, space, money, and work. I'm going to go through them kind of quickly. Fit, she's talking mind and body. Get your mind right, mental health, get your body right. Are you eating well? Are you working out? Are you taking care of your vessel? Faith, what you believe, spending time with God, spending time in the Word, getting poured into spiritually, getting filled up, prayer, people. She's talking about relationships, having healthy relationships, personal relationships, business relationships, space, what your home is like, the peace in your home, clutter. Is it clean? Do you have a sacred space? Do you have a money-making space? Do you love the rooms in your home? Are they decorated in a way that brings joy to you? Are they clean, you know? And then obviously money. She is America's money maven. So what kind of money do you have? What are you doing with your money? Are you taking care of your money? And then work. Are you doing purpose work? What kind of work are you doing? What do you do for a living, essentially, right? So if I look at all six of those areas, you can use those to craft a vision for your life and be very descriptive. So if you closed your eyes and you just let your imagination run wild, and you didn't have to think about how much work would have to go into it or how long it would take or how old you are now or what your current situation is. If you just close your eyes and imagine a blank slate and it's you and the Lord and He says to you, hey, whatever vision you cast for your life, you create for your life, I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to be a part of it. You can have it. I'm going to be there right with you from step one until we arrive, you know, at the space that you want to be in. So what would you imagine? And so when I close my eyes and I think about fit, I think about my anxiety being a thing of the past, that I have no episodes, not that they are far and few in between, not that I'm managing them, but that this idea of anxiety is a thing of the past. I think about my weight. I'm healthy. I'm fit. I'm flexible. I'm 150 pounds. Now, before I cast a vision, I was like, well, my goal weight is 175. Because I thought about, like, how much work is it going to take to lose the weight? How long is it going to take? What am I going to have to give up to get there? But when I'm honest and I allow myself the freedom to just imagine this life that I want to live, when I close my eyes, my best, healthiest self is 150 pounds. Okay? That's just honest. And so I just laughed when I thought of that, right? And wrote it down. But once you have this vision and then you go through your faith. I talked about, as I wrote my vision out, I talked about how much time I spend in the Word, how I know the Word, how close I am to God, how my prayer life is different. When I talked about people, I talked about my relationship with my husband, what we do together, how we spend time. I talked about vacations. My children are young adults. They're 23, 20, and 18. And so talked about like them visiting. I still have two that live at home. But in the vision I create for myself, okay, in the life I create for myself, they are not living with us. We're living. I talked about the space, what our home looked like. I talked about the dream home, what it looks like there, what I got going on the outside, the animals that I have, how we host during holiday time. I talked about my money, how we rich and what it feels like to be rich and what we've done as a result of it and how much money we give away to charity and the foundations that we've started. I talk about the type of work that I do, what I actually do from day to day, because there are lots of things, in my business right now that I do because I have to do them. But once my income level gets to a certain place, we'll be hiring someone to do those things or paying for somebody to take care of those things. And so I want you to take some time to completely write this vision out, because that's the secret sauce. Nothing else that I tell you, no other steps that I tell you are going to be as effective if you do not have a vision for your whole life, okay? So don't skip this. Don't say, oh, well, I kind of know. Mm-mm. Take some time. Actually write it down. I'm looking through my papers. I know y'all hear me shuffling. I'm looking through because I have my journal right here. So I can show those of you who are tuning in on YouTube. You see? And I even labeled mine. I can see where my fit is, where my people are. It's in great detail. You know, I've labeled it. You can see where I'm talking about work, where I'm talking about money, where I'm talking about my space, right? Completely wrote it out in great detail because I didn't want to miss anything. I won't sing for y'all, but it did make me think I don't want to miss a thing. I said I wasn't going to sing and then I did. Sorry, guys. Sorry. Y'all don't deserve that. Y'all do not deserve that. But once you get this vision, once you've written it down and you have this vision for your life, that's when the rest makes sense. But if nothing I tell you, not one strategy resource is going to be as effective in helping you to get more of what matters done so that you're really day to day building the life that you want. Because this is the thing. Here's the thing. The life that you want, that wildest dream, that this life that you could create, if you could have anything, that's not built in like these big steps, like two or three big steps. That's not what it is. You are who you're becoming, right? Like what you do every day, it's who you're becoming. So it's your habits. And so if you have a vision for your life, a vision of where you're going, of the life you want to create as it relates to your fitness, as it relates to your relationships, as it relates to your home and your job and the work that you do and the money that you make, those things, who you will be then is who you're becoming day to day. So what are your daily habits? And so when you have a vision for your life, then all of the decisions that you make about how you're going to spend your time, what you'll say yes to, what you'll say no to, is directed in that direction. Do you see what I'm saying? So it's the vision that sets it all off. It's the vision that is the secret sauce. And if your vision is not detailed, if you're not connected to it, if it's not written down in a place, the Word of God says, and Rachel Luna and I talked about this last week, that write the vision and make it plain. So those who see it can run with it. You want to run with this vision. You want to go in this direction. You want to go towards the life that you want to have. You need to write the vision and make it plain, not make it vague. Come on, Jesus. Not make it vague, make it plain. That's the number one step. That's the secret sauce in getting more of what you want to get done. Now listen, who would I be if I got you set up with all this warm and fuzzy and didn't give you the how-to? Now, y'all know my purpose is teaching. We know this. As a confidence coach, I'm teaching you how to live bolder, more confident, and courageous. How-to means there are steps to this. Not just that there are levels, there are steps to it, okay? How can I be your favorite Bible teacher if I'm not teaching you the how to? That is like the secret sauce. How to. Everything's the secret sauce today, right? I don't know what's up with that. I'm just saying. The how to is very important. So I'm not going to leave you just with this like warm and fuzzy, oh my gosh, write your vision. Okay, now that you have it, let's do the actual practical work. And so what does that look like? Once you have your vision, you're going to look at your planner. Dear God, please say you have a planner. Get one, whether it's digital or physical one. I have a physical one. I have a calendar on my phone too, but I need to be able to write stuff down. I'm old school that way though. But once you have a vision, you're going to look at your calendar, your to-do list right now. All right. Cross off anything on your calendar, your to-do list that is not on the yellow brick road towards your wildest dreams. Okay? Like, sometimes we say yes to things. We say yes and we volunteer. We sign up. We enroll in stuff. I don't even know why. Because we're not thinking. Because we didn't have a vision. Because we didn't have the direction that we were going in. It just sounded like a good thing. And there are lots of good things to do. But a good thing ain't a good thing when it's not taking you towards your goals. So cross that stuff off. All that extra stuff you got on your list that is not helping you to get closer to any of those areas. And see, that's why it's great, right? Because your vision includes everything. So you're not going to cross off lunch with the homegirls I mean, if you got it on there every single day, then you might cross it off. But you're not going to cross off lunch with your homegirls, with your squad, with your mastermind alliance. You're not crossing that off because you've included it when you talk about people, the relationships. I talked about vacationing with my girls at least twice a year. Once was a couple's trip, and then once is a girl's trip. Yeah, so we could tighten up, right? So I'm not going to, now that I have this vision of my life that is that includes people, I'm not crossing off the lunch. I'm crossing off some random thing that I didn't really want to do, but I said yes because somebody invited me, or it's with somebody who's not necessarily made it to the friend circle yet, not even that sure they're going to make it to the friend circle, so now I got them on my calendar. No, they out. They off the list. Cross off anything that ain't leading, and I said ain't. Cross off anything that ain't leading to your vision. But like, let's start right there. I realized that there are some things you said yes to recently that you've agreed to volunteer with because somebody had a need, and you can't get out of those things just by crossing them off, right? So there are some things you can just say, oh, I quit. Oh, I'm not doing it. Cross it off. You can do that. But for the things where, you know, you've kind of given your word that you were going to do something for a season or for a particular amount of time, circle those things on the list. Circle those things on your calendar. Those are things that need to be changed. Like, hey guys, I know I said that I would volunteer to do this. I'm going to be able to do it for the next, I'm giving you my 2 weeks notice. So for the next two events, the next 2 weeks, I can be the host, the Zoom host. For the next 2 weeks, I can lead in the, you know, community cleanup, whatever it is. But after that, I'm done. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful. Right? So circle the things that you can't just cross off. You need to give them some notice, or you need some time before you can walk away from them. And then I want you to create a brand new list, okay? Because my guess is there are already some things on your to-do list, but then I want you to create a brand new list. I want you to just brain dump all the things that need to happen. And again, that's why I love these pillars, because they make sure you don't miss anything. Do it in like categories, right? So that I don't miss anything. So when I did my vision, as I, you know, have my vision here for my life, I'll share this with you. I am so grateful for the life I get to live. I'm in the best shape of my life. I weigh about 150 pounds and have been at this weight for years. I am healthy, fit. I'm healthy, fit, and because of my yoga routine, I'm flexible too. I no longer have the blues in the evening, and my anxiety is a thing of the past. I'm at peace in my mind, and my faith is stronger than ever. And then I transition over into my faith, right? So when I think of the vision for my life, when I do my brain dump, I'm like, okay, so what are all the things that'll need to happen in order for this to be true, right? So I'm like, healthier eating, working out, maybe I need a therapist, right? Because I kind of get blue sometime in the evening. I'm melancholy. It's what I call it. And I don't even know why. It's not like, not super sad or anything. It's just, I feel melancholy, and that's a new thing. I don't really know what that's about. I don't get it. I don't like it neither. So I wrote down therapy, right? Like, maybe I need to talk to somebody. You know, I wrote down fasting and praying, because I believe that fasting and praying is also a way to get insights. So I wrote down all the things that I need. Flexible. Listen, I need a yoga routine. I didn't say that because I have one, but I'm gonna get one. So I wrote that down, right? And then you can go to the next area. Oh, faith. You know, whatever you said about your faith, what are the things that you need to do in order to get to that space, right? So first step, you get your vision, write your vision out, very detailed, let your imagination run wild. If I could create any life that I wanted, as it relates to my fitness, my mental and physical health, that is the story, that's the narrative that I would write. And so you got your vision, you've made it plain, it's clear, it's detailed, right? Gotten rid of all the things that don't lead to that. Circled the things that I need to give people notice for. And now I'm brain dumping all of the new things that I need to do for each area, right? Now I'm going to put those things on my to-do list. So if I need to work out, I have to put working out on my calendar. If I need healthier choices, healthier food choices, maybe it's going to be like join Weight Watchers, or maybe it's going to be join, they have these like food delivery services. Maybe I'm going to do something like that. Maybe on my to-do list is to research. I'll put research on my calendar in a minute. Research healthiest options for a person who still wants to be able to eat dessert on the weekend. Like what does that person need to do, right? So now I'm putting these items, this brain dump, now I'm making it a part of my day-to-day life, because I realize that my daily habits are the things that are creating the life that I will live. It's not just my desires or my wants or my writing this down. It's what I do day-to-day. And if you'll do this, you know, you'll be able to see the same results that I've seen. And let me just tell you, I'm not that busy. I'm productive, right? But I'm not that busy. I love being able to get on a quick call. Not every single day, not all the time, but there are definitely days where it's like, you know, I have a client who needs some clarity or needs a one-on-one or needs me to explain something. I need to show them how to do something on the computer real quick. I'm like, if you got some time, I can do it in 15 minutes for 15 minutes. So I have this margin that I didn't have before. I was always busy. There was no margin. If I wasn't doing something in that moment, it meant that something wasn't getting done, that something was piling up. But now that I live my life this way and this is how I rock my days out, I'm not that busy. I'm super productive. I don't have a ton to do. I have stuff to do. I mean, listen, I'm still a wife. I have a cat and a dog. We have a house. We have a yard. we still have laundry. I have two children still living in this house, and I might not be doing it. I ain't doing a laundry. Not I might not be. I ain't doing a laundry, but I am directing traffic up in here. They call me chore patrol. I don't care. I have things to do. I run a whole business. Like I got a whole business that I run. Courage Molina is a courage coach. So I have clients to serve. Your favorite Bible teacher is also the lead minister of a ministry, a women's ministry. I also collaborate and support other coaches in their programs, bringing confidence and faith and energy and accountability to their programs. I'm a podcast host. I'm a great friend, which means I have time for my friends. You understand what I'm saying? So I have stuff to do, but it's definitely not like before. I don't have a ton to do. I have time for slow mornings on the weekend, right? I have time. Listen, I have time for slow mornings during a weekday because of the type of work that my husband does. If it's like raining, if it's pouring down, he can't necessarily start his day right away. And so sometimes we're going to have a slow morning. Whether that means we are going to stay in bed a little longer or we're going to have coffee and sit in the backyard and chill. Even though my workday typically starts at a certain time, I have time for a slow morning. Like, okay, well, we can have coffee and breakfast together this morning since you're leaving later. And I don't feel like, oh my gosh, my stuff is, you know, piling up. And having time for a slow morning means more quality time with the most important human relationship that I have. And I really don't believe that marriage is a relationship. That's a whole nother podcast for a whole nother day. But I have time for the number one person in my life, and that's my husband. And I like that. I like being able to, you know, have late nights with the kids watching whatever movie they want to watch on the weekend late at night. You know, I love that my weekends are my own. I love that on Sunday I can watch the sermon from bed and then get up and make brunch if I feel like making brunch, and make dinner and sit in the backyard when the weather's nice. We will sit in that backyard, y'all, all day on the Sunday. Okay. When I say all day, y'all, I mean all day. Meals outside, chilling. When it starts to get dark, put the fire pit on. We will literally just sit out there. It's a vibe with the speaker. We're listening to jazz. We're talking to the kids. We're talking about whatever. We're not talking, whatever. Like, I love being able to be a part of that. And I remember when they were outside chilling and I was in here working. They were outside chilling and I was running around trying to get things. Guess what, y'all? My house clean. Okay? My laundry is not piled up. Listen, can we talk about laundry for a second? If you know me at all, then you know that laundry was my greatest nemesis for years, all the way back to like my college days. So my kids are older. I know y'all see how young I am. Mm-hmm. I was a teen parent. And so when I got to college, we already had three kids. And my laundry was out of control. It was never not out of control. I always had 30 piles of laundry. Now I feel so good. I'm like, oh no, all my laundry stuff. My sheets, my towels, my rugs, the blankets, the throws. There's a throw in here on this chair. There's a couple throws we have out. In the living room, so when we're watching TV, we can, like, snuggle up. Those are washed regularly. Like, come through. I ain't got no dirty clothes. That's a new, and everything is folded and put away. Listen, y'all should be writing down these notes for that alone. Laundry is my nemesis, right? But I am killing it these days. So, it's because of this. It's because of the fact that I allow my vision, the kind of life that I want to live. And I realized, and I used to say this to my high school students all the time, you know, your habits shape who you're becoming. So don't think that you're going to be more responsible, that you're not going to procrastinate, that one day you're going to wake up and be like, oh my gosh, I'm 30. I don't procrastinate anymore. No, you still do, because you made a habit of procrastinating. You made a habit of waiting until the last minute. And so if you want stronger relationships, if you want self-care daily, if you want a clean house, laundry, stay done, then this thing works, because I'm telling you, I have stronger relationships. I have self-care daily. I do the Boulder morning routine. I'm the creator of the Boulder morning routine. That means that every single day, let me not say every single day, most days, 80% of my days start out with me taking care of myself. Self-care and self-development. I don't mean getting showered and getting my hair done. No, I mean getting poured into, dumping out anything that survived the night, right? Anything, because I pray before I go to sleep. Any negative thoughts that survived the night, I'm dumping them out in the journal, right? Setting the tone for my day, getting excited, like working out, because I'm going to be 150 pounds in this vision of mine, right? So I have time to do that. And my house is clean and my laundry is done and I'm building a six-figure business and my faith is strong and I have time to work and I have time for fun and I have time for rest, you know? Like, that's my actual life. I'm not saying my life is perfect, but I'm saying that my daily habits are leading to the life that I want. I'm not behind the eight ball all the time when it comes to like laundry and groceries and little stuff and, oh, I forgot about this, or I just feel so overwhelmed, or I haven't done this in so long. No. Now, I took this fall a couple of weeks ago. I fell down the stairs or whatever, and I saw my girls once since then. They treated me to a spa treatment and a massage, which was so great and I really needed. But I haven't seen them since, because we typically get together on a Thursday and I haven't felt like up to it, like physically up to being with them. But baby, I get to spend time with my homegirls every single week, and I get all my work done, and I spend time with my husband, and my house is clean, and I'm building up, like, come on, this is a good life, y'all. I got some stuff that, you know, ain't perfect, but baby, it is a good life. And so at the end of my days and at the end of my week, I am not just crossing things off the to-do list. I've done things that mattered, which means like laughing with my 23-year-old when he comes to visit, right? Like, it means having time to play with my little cousins and sit in the backyard and watch them play in the mud. So gross. So gross. Watch them play in the mud for hours and put makeup on. Like, I had time. Nothing got piled up because they were here. And that's definitely, you know, it hasn't always been that way. It has not always been that way. And so I want you to get more done. And people are like, how are you doing it? How are you? Girl, let me tell you, this is it right here. This is how you do it. And so I have two things to share, okay, with you. Two things to share before I get out of here. One, my Boulder morning routines. They ensure self-care. They ensure self-development. They ensure growth, right? That routine and the activities that you do during the first 60 minutes of your day will completely change you. Get your mind right. It'll give you time and space to remember who you are, to remember where you're going, to say your affirmations, right? And so Boulder is an acronym, and it stands for, every letter represents the activity that you do during the routine. And it's just a great place to start. You heard what I said? To start. It's not going to solve all your problems. It's a great place to start. And once you've done your vision, excuse me, let me get some water, y'all. How cute is my tumbler, right? A good friend over at LK Creative made that for me. She don't really do that kind of stuff anymore. She's a big deal now. So, but this is super cute. I love this. I love it. It's my favorite cup. I take it everywhere. I actually had this cup in my hand when I fell and I didn't drop it. That's probably why I was more injured, because I was holding on to that dang on cup like it was a baby. yes. So listen, that's the way to go. Like, it's a great place to start. Once you get your vision, the vision for your life, the way these activities are set up, you know, B is bless the Lord. O is optimize your visualization. What are you visualizing if you don't have a vision for your life? L is learn something relevant. How do you know what's relevant if you don't know where you're going? D, declare and decree. What are you declaring and decreeing over your life if you don't know where you're going? E is exercise, which is easy to do. R is the reading and the writing, reading the word and writing in your journal, right? And so this is super dope. Tells you exactly how to do it, why you should be doing a morning routine, why it works, what the results are. And so you can go to the show notes or in the description here in the YouTube channel to get that. And the other thing is that that I have to offer is that you can actually book a productivity strategy session with me. It's a one-on-one. It's 90 minutes. You basically getting your whole life together. And that night, we're going to get your whole life together in those 90 minutes. And I only do that one-on-one because it's very specific to what's important to you. Now, if you don't know what's important to you, then don't waste your money on a strategy session. And then we do this session. And then you find out that all the things you have on your calendar are actually still not really important to you. That's like the worst thing in my book, to hit the bullseye on the wrong target. Like, oh, I'm getting all this stuff done, but you're winning at a game you don't even want to play. It makes no sense. And so you definitely want to have your vision like ready and know what it is you want to do and where you're going before we have a productivity strategy session. And those sessions are not in theory. Those are not like, oh, theoretically you could do this or you could do that. No, get your calendar, have your planner, write this down. This is what you're going to do, right? It's like budgeting your time. They're both going to be on the website. There's also a link in the description. So if you wanted to book a call with me, if you wanted to book a strategy session with me, you could. I think that's it though. I hope that this has helped you. Listen, this is not just like mumbo jumbo. I'm trying to tell you, you want to get more of what matters done. You have to start with the vision that you have for your life. I truly, like, there's no other way to do it. I don't know how else you would even begin to do it. And then setting your days up to match that, starting to create daily habits. Habits are everything. That's what makes us who you are today, right? Just think about this. I promise I'm getting off. Think about this. Who you are today is a result of your habits. Your habits in how you think, your habits in how you respond, and your habits in what you do, your daily routines, how you respond in difficult situations. You have a habit of doing this when this happens, right? Think of that. That's how you got to where you are. It's not just what people did to you. It's not just what you've been through. Those are like one-time things or maybe seasons. But where you are today, who you are today, is not just the sum total of all your decisions. I say it's the sum total of your habits. Right? The fruit that you eat today are because of seeds that you planted yesterday, years ago, right? So if you want to eat different, if you want different fruit, you want different results, you want a different life, it starts in what you do every single day. And so get a vision for your life. Follow the steps that are listed. You can see them in great detail in the description or in the show notes. Hit me up, at me on Instagram. I'd love to connect with you. I'd love to know what you thought of this episode. And all right, until next time, y'all be strong and very courageous. I'm your girl, Courage Molina, Chief Courage Crusader. You already know, I'm a courage coach and your favorite Bible teacher. Love y'all. Later. Bye.